This is the Small Business Marketing Show, Episode 3.
You're listening to the Small Business Marketing Show, the place for dramatically different marketing ideas that get dramatic results. Coming to you from the worldwide broadcasting headquarters of the 1,000 Small Businesses Project. Now, here's your host, Steve Gordon.
Hi, this is Steve Gordon from 1000smallbusinesses.com. In this episode, I want to share with you how to use tripwire marketing to automatically qualify your prospects. You know, if you're like most small business owners, you're happy just to have customers calling or coming in the door, and hey, I'm right there with you. And that's right where many lesser entrepreneurs stop. But if you're listening to this, I know you get it and that you see yourself as more than the owner of your business. You're the marketer of your business. So since we both know that any self-respecting marketer is never satisfied by the mere presence of customers, we know that you want more. You want to guide your prospects to that first sale, not just hope that it happens. And you want to continually test your customers to see what else they might buy from you. But how do you do it? Well, let me introduce you to tripwire marketing. Simply stated, your tripwire marketing system sets triggers or tripwires at key points in your sales process, and these triggers are tied to alarms that alert you when a prospect sets one off. So let's look at an example of a tripwire marketing system and how it might work. With tax time on us as I record this, well, let's take the example of an accountant and how an accountant might use tripwire marketing. So Bob, our friendly accountant, has implemented a simple marketing plan as I outlined in one of the videos on my over on my blog at 1000smallbusinesses.com. And he's sending out a weekly email with ways to save on taxes for his clients. And, you know, Bob gets just a ton of business from, you know, January until about April 15th. But he really wants to be able to do more long-range planning with his business clients during the rest of the year instead of just that one cash surge. So in his next email newsletter, he includes an offer for a free checklist of the top 20 issues to think about before selling your business. Okay, some of his readers are going to be in a place where they're, you know, in their business life where they're thinking about business succession and, you know, thinking that it's important to them, you know, at this stage. So they're going to click that link, they're going to request the checklist from Bob, and bam, right there, the alarm goes off. Bob knows now that every prospect that requests information about business succession has identified themselves to him, and they've said, hey, Bob, that's a topic that's important to me. So now Bob can focus his sales efforts on the few real prospects for his business planning service. Now, because those prospects volunteer themselves, they're much more open to hearing from Bob on that topic. You know, after all, they've asked for the information. So Bob puts these prospects into a special follow-up process, and he sends them that checklist. Then, you know, a few days later, he's going to send them a story about a client who successfully transitioned out of his business, you know, and who's living a wonderful retirement, you know, because of it, and we'll tell him how Bob was integral in making all that happen. And then maybe a few days after that, he makes a follow-up call, and you get the idea of how that works, you know. Little by little, he works his way in with each of these prospects. He's now communicating with this segment of his customer list very specifically about an issue that they have said themselves is relevant and timely to them. Sounds real simple, right? Okay, well, how do you set up some of these tripwires in your business? Well, really, the easiest tool to do this with is your email marketing system. So assuming you use an email marketing service that lets you create automated follow-up sequences of emails, you can begin to create a little web of tripwires around your business so that you'll know every time a prospect makes a move. In Bob's case, he might have a series of four or five emails that educate the prospect on the process of setting up a succession plan and why it's important to hire an experienced consultant to guide them, you know, and so on. At the end of that sequence, he might offer them a free consultation and follow up with a phone call to each prospect. You know, Bob will want to repeat this now for each of the services that he offers so that when he's got it all set up, his tripwires and his automated follow-up system will track each prospect's movements and automatically educate them. Now, Bob's free to focus on the clients that he has and only spend time selling after his system has already qualified a prospect. And he gets a great benefit by tracking you know, his customers in all of these interactions that they have with him, and guides them to the sale. And you can do this very same thing. You'll not only win more prospects, but you'll also increase your sales to existing customers, because you'll be able to offer them a way to get in and find out the other things that you do. If you'd like to learn more about how to use tripwire marketing and how to use systematic marketing in your business, go to my website at 1000smallbusinesses.com. I've got a wealth of articles there. I've got additional podcasts, and I've got videos that you can watch that explain how to put together a systematic approach to marketing in your business.
You've been listening to Master Marketer Steve Gordon. Steve invites you to discover his most popular marketing report ever, The 7 Deadly Marketing Sins That Will Kill Your Business. Visit 1000smallbusinesses.com/free gift and sign up to get instant access to this valuable resource. Go now to 1000smallbusinesses.com/free gift to claim your copy today.